Some of you may have heard about the non-24 condition that some people have with their bodies at circadian rhythms. And Shauna's going to talk about that. And I just want to mention and thank Shauna, the Vanda Pharmaceuticals company, for so generously offering us a $500 scholarship fund starter. So Shauna works as a nurse educator for Vanda Pharmaceuticals, and she teaches people about the non-24 disorder that a number of blind people, but others, experience. So go ahead, Shauna, share with us.
Thank you all so much for this opportunity. I would love to come and meet y'all all in person. At one point in Alaska, I've never been there. But I appreciate this opportunity to be a part of your virtual state convention. I'm a nurse educator with Vanda, and what my role is to be able to go out into the community and educate on this rare condition that affects mainly individuals who are totally blind, but you can also have some light perception and still develop non-24. Many of you have probably heard of it before, maybe seen or heard our commercial radio ads. Not sure if you've been able to be a part of one of our chapter discussions, but we figured, you know, Bonnie and I collaborated here and felt like it would be better in a setting as far as the state convention to provide you a good general overview of non-24. It's short for non-24 circadian rhythm sleep-wake condition. We narrowed it down to non-24, easier term to remember and understand. But the word circadian is very important here. And I'm going to first talk about circadian rhythm, meaning what's going on inside of our body, so that you can better understand symptoms and facts of non-24. The three main symptoms are difficulty falling asleep, difficulty getting a full night's sleep, or difficulty staying awake during the day. You don't have to have all three of these symptoms, and the symptoms may come and go. So if we were to talk about the word circadian, let's break down that word. Circa means approximate or about, and dies means day. So circadian is C-I-R-C-A-D-I-A-N. The definition of circadian rhythm is it's a biological rhythm. Anything biological means it's happening inside of our body. So circadian rhythm, it's a biological rhythm that lasts approximately 24 hours. That word approximate is very important. The world that we live in, the clocks that we follow, is a very strict 24-hour timing system. Our bodies naturally tend to run a little longer than 24 hours. And a little longer, it can vary for each of us. For some of us, it may be 24 hours and 3 minutes. Another one, it may be 24 hours and 13 minutes, just to throw out a few examples there. I'm going to come back, and this is going to make a little bit more sense as I talk a little further. All of the cells in our body follows a circadian rhythm. Our sleep and wake cycle is just one type of circadian rhythm. So think of our appetite. Our body gives us cues when it's hungry. Our hair and nail growth tends to grow more at night versus during the day. Our body temperature is usually warmer during the day while we're up moving around and active, and cooler at night while we're resting or sleeping. So these are examples of circadian rhythms. The purpose of our circadian rhythms is to regulate different systems within our body. So I like to bring up a few of those others so that you understand, get a general understanding of our body likes to stay regulated on a routine schedule. The circadian rhythm that we're focused on today is the sleep and wake. It's very important, and we live a very good quality functional life when we have a routine sleep and wake pattern. When that's disrupted, that can cause a lot of frustrations in our day-to-day life. So how does our body know when it's day and when it's night? Our body needs a signal from the external environment, and we get this through light. Very, very important point here with those of us who are either totally blind or limited light perception. This is the connection with non-24. Our bodies would prefer natural sunlight, but we can also get it through artificial light, you know, electricity, lights in our homes. We need this light to reset our body every day. It basically erases that extra time. So when I mentioned earlier, if we have a circadian rhythm timing of 24 hours and 3 minutes or 24 hours and 13 minutes, that light erases that extra 3 minutes or that extra 13 minutes every day to put us back in sync with the 24-hour world that we live in, to keep us on that routine schedule. How does our light get this signal. It's through our eyes, through the specialized cells of the retina in the back of the eye, which then transmits a signal from the retina to the master body clock in the brain. So once our body signals the light, it gives us cues to start waking up, regardless of an alarm clock. And when it gets dark outside or we turn the lights off in our bedroom, it then signals our body to start getting prepared for sleep. If we don't have enough or any light perception, our body starts running on its own time, meaning we don't have the light to erase that extra time every day. So our body's running on its own time, that 24 hours and 3 minutes or 24 hours and 13 minutes. So it starts shifting or drifting our sleep schedule each night, which ends up throwing it off and causing the erratic sleeping pattern. So those who don't have any or enough light perception are more at risk of developing NON24. That gives you a little background of our circadian rhythm, what's going on inside of our body. So going back to the three main symptoms there, we all have a circadian rhythm cycle. So our rhythm resets every day, but our cycle is also different for each of us. For one of us, it may take us a month to get through a full cycle. For another one of us, it may take us 2.5 months to get through a full cycle. So let's say the first example, let's say your bedtime is 10 o'clock and the first symptom there, difficulty falling asleep. If you're towards the beginning or end of your cycle, you'll probably fall asleep around your bedtime or you won't have much difficulty falling asleep. But as the nights go by, you'll find it more and more difficult to fall asleep, whether it takes you an hour or a few hours to finally fall asleep. And the second main symptom, difficulty staying asleep, maintaining that sleep. So some individuals have shared with me, you know, they wake up in the middle of the night. At some nights, they're able to fall back asleep. Other nights, they can't fall back asleep. And then the next thing before you know it, it's morning time and it's time to get up and get the day going. That can be extremely frustrating and hinder whatever it is that you had planned for that day. And then the third main symptom is trouble staying awake during the day. So let's say it is 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but your body's running on its own time and you're in the middle of your cycle, meaning weeks into your cycle, your body's on the completely opposite schedule. So even though it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, your body thinks it's 1 o'clock in the morning. So your body's giving you the cues that, hey, I'm sleepy. I'm ready to go to bed, but it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Your body is confused because your master body clock is running on its own time. It doesn't have enough or any of that light perception to reset it. Some facts here about NON24 is it affects mainly our totally blind community, up to 70%, very high percentage because of the lack of light perception. But you don't have to be totally blind to develop it. You can have some light perception. There are some individuals who are fully sighted who've developed NON24, but that prevalence is really low. That number is low. They're able to perceive the light through the back of the eyes, the specialized cells of the retina, but they're not able to get that transmission from the back of the eye to the master body clock in the brain. NON24 affects both men and women equally at any age. And usually the symptoms of NON24 are first noticed around the time an individual starts to lose their vision. If your vision symptoms worsen, then your sleep symptoms may worsen. And keep in mind that NON24 is cyclical in nature. What we mean cyclical is that the symptoms can come and go. Because remember, if you're at the beginning or near the end of your cycle, you may not have any trouble sleeping or staying awake. But as your body starts shifting or drifting later and later through your cycle, you may have more and more sleep impairments as the days and nights go by. NON24 is different from true sleep disorders. Many of you have heard of insomnia. Insomnia is very routine sleep disorder where night after night after night, you struggle to stay asleep, to get a full night's sleep. With NON24, remember, you may have some nights where you don't have any difficulty sleeping, but other nights where you have extreme difficulty. So it's like a cycle. Just when you feel like you're getting those good night's sleep, it comes back. It goes full circle. Non-24 is different from sleep apnea. A common question that I get, can you have both? Yes, you can have both because the root cause is different. Sleep apnea is lack of oxygen to the brain. So think of it as non-24 is lack of light to the brain is the defining difference, the easiest way to understand that. That gives you a little tidbit about non-24, a general overview there. If you feel that you may have symptoms of non-24, of course, it's not to self-diagnose or myself being a nurse, you know, to diagnose you. But if you feel like you have sleep struggles and you'd like to learn more about non-24, you also may like to have your doctor educated on non-24. Because it's such a rare condition, many of our doctors are not knowledgeable about this condition. We have what we call health educators. Our health educators work with you one-on-one over the phone, and they're there to provide as much or as little support as you desire. But they're there to provide if you want more in-depth education on non-24 or helping to set up to where you can have your doctor educated on non-24 by one of our account manager professionals, where they can answer any scientific questions your doctors may have. If you'd like literature sent to you, you know, email, mail, we have it in Braille, audio, a large print, to where we can mail you information. You may like the time to be able to do some research on your own and just follow up with the health educator when you're ready. So the program is catered to you. But this way, it's not that we're delivering this information to you and then leaving you out there to take your next step on your own. We're here to help and provide as much or as little support as you would like. If you would like to get set up with a health educator, we have a few different ways that we can do this just for the sake of time. Being that we have about 10 minutes left, I would like to open up the floor to some questions or anyone who would like to share anything. But if you know that you'd like to get set up with a health educator, if you feel comfortable giving me just your name and number, I will call you, have a separate one-on-one call to gather some information and give you, you know, some information as far as the next step with the health educator. If you would prefer to remain anonymous just for confidential reasons, I can give you my number. I'll also put it on the chat. But my contact number is 202-538-0396. That's 202-538-0396. And possibly Miss Bonnie could share it however way that y'all best communicate with each other. If it's by email, that maybe she could share my information, contact, you know, email and phone number so that you can get in touch with me that way also. But I will put it in the chat here. And let's open up the floor to some questions.
Yeah, I just unmuted. This is Bonnie. And I just wanted to say that, yes, we do have an email list. So I will send this number out on the email list. So, yeah, that's great. What I'll do. I thought there was something else I was going to say, but I can't think of it. I was just going to say, yeah. So you can unmute yourselves now, right? Is that? Oh, I think Michael still has. You still have to raise hands.
No, you. Oops. Ooh, go ahead. No, it's still set to request that everyone raise their hand. But
except for the co-host.
So any co-host can unmute you.
Could we change that to allow them to unmute themselves now, or do we rather not do that?
Oh, I wouldn't think so. We could try it, but...
yeah, let's try it. That's
all
fine.
All right. I will go try it.
Yep. Anyone have any questions or anything to share? I'm surprised I haven't had the question about living in Alaska, because I get a lot of questions. It's a very common question in other states that I educate in, as far as what about the people who live in Alaska, you know, with whether you have longer periods of lightness or darkness. And I explain to them that, you know, if it's periods of daylight for extended period of time, but it's nighttime and you're ready to go to sleep, then we can, you know, trick our brain that it's nighttime outside by using the blackout shades. I used to have to do that as a nurse, you know, working night shift. I would come home and have difficulty falling asleep because the light would be coming through the windows. So I had to use the blackout shades so that I could trick my brain that it was nighttime to be able to fall asleep. So that's a little nice tidbit, you know, fun question that we usually get from, you know, other states there about what about all of you in Alaska?
Yeah, Bonnie, especially someone like you who move there from Georgia or Utah or other states. So, right, in the short times of the year, we only have 3 hours of light versus the June, I guess, when you're at your peak of sunlight and people out fishing at 3 a.m. and all those fun things.
Let's just put it this way. There's a reason we get depressed in the winter.
Yes, that's the seasonal affective disorder. It's a true disorder. So you may have similar symptoms, but the root cause is different from non-24, just like jet lag. Jet lag can offset our sleep cycle too, but then once we're in that time zone for an extended amount of time, our bodies can acclimate and adapt and reset ourselves.
It may be that I just don't have that condition. I don't know if I were way less busy if it would affect me, but there are definitely nights when I don't sleep as well. Since I was 30 years old, I've had to get up day and night, with children, and then that just kind of never ended. So I don't know, how much, if there are people who are able to override that situation. I don't feel that I personally, have that. Although I will say I typically wake up early in the morning, no matter how long I've been in bed. And I do have to fight that sometimes, but yeah, I hear other people's stories, who seriously are awake the entire night. And yes, that's only happened a couple times in my life. So I have to say that,
Yeah, so that may be more situational as far as, what was going on prior to that day or something that hindered your sleep, but there's
it's usually under severe anxiety about something, but I know people who say, oh yeah, well last night I didn't sleep at all. And they've, when that person tells me that several times in a month, I'm kind of in shock because I can't imagine what that would be like.
Right. Yeah. There's many things that could cause sleep impairments. It's, for some, it's helpful to have a sleep diary or a sleep journal just to jot it down, because you're not going to see that erratic pattern in just like a 2 week span. This is over, a few months to try to recognize, the erratic sleeping pattern as far as with non-24.
Yeah.
Did Sue Button have a question? That was earlier in the beginning. She said, I cannot unmute. Says host is not allowing unmute. I didn't know if Sue had a question earlier.
We haven't selected to do that capability, but we'll see if we can find her and unmute her.
This is Anil. Really? I have a question.
Anil has a question.
Okay, go ahead, Sue, and then Anil, or whoever was
great.
It. Sue, go ahead. We lost her.
All right. Sue, are you going to go first? Go ahead, if you'd like.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes. Awesome. Okay. It was just the previous. I'm sorry. I just missed her name. Circadian rhythm. I was just, somebody said, can you hear me or something like that? And I was saying that mute was on from the host. So it's all good now. Thanks.
Oh, okay. All right.
So Anil.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. So I had a friend of mine, her daughter used to use a box. I forget what it's called.
Light box.
Light box, correct. So she was kind of skeptical of the whole non-24. But then as her daughter grew older and older, she realized that it really was real. Absolutely. She started using Helios. So she really had a problem trying to get support and funding it because it wasn't, I think something about it was her daughter was too young and it wasn't, the trials weren't authorized for her age group or something like that. Has Vanda kind of built, I know that Vanda did a really good job of trying to help people who needed it to afford it.
Yes.
Is that some issue with that age group or has that been resolved?
How old is she now?
Oh, wow.
I think I know who you're talking about. I would say she's in her mid-20s.
Oh, yes. It's approval for 18 and older at this point.
Oh, okay.
FDA approval. We're still in clinical trial for pediatric. But would you like to take down my number so that we can talk at a later time so that you can connect me with them?
I have it. And I'm pretty sure, I have your number and I'll follow up with her and see, because again, this may be moot now. I just haven't spoken with her in a long time about it. So I thought
it's very possible they got connected at some point.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, you have my number. So, after you speak with them, if you'd like to speak with me or just pass along my number to them, either way.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
See, Rick Webb has his hand raised. Were you wanting to say something?
Can you
wait a second?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, good. So, I don't know if it's what the doctors are saying, that I am now of that age. And losing my sight late in life, I always struggled to sleep when I'd come up in the summers to visit my mom in Fairbanks. I had to sleep in the walk-in closet because if I saw light around the shade, I couldn't sleep. And with 24-hour light in Fairbanks in the summer,
yes,
I struggled.
What a place to have to sleep, in the closet, huh?
Yeah, at least it was a huge walk-in closet. It was bigger than my childhood bedroom, to be honest with you. But yeah. But anyway, you know, now if I get horizontal, I'm asleep. It doesn't matter. I can be in the most brightly lit room. I can be outside. You know, I don't dare sunbathe because, you know, I get horizontal and go to sleep. Who knows when I'm going to wake up? I don't want to wake up with my skin just absolutely fried. But anyway, does it get change with age?
It cut out a little bit. Does it what with age?
Does the non-24 change with age?
Oh, okay. Good question. So usually the way that non-24 is displayed is if your vision symptoms worsen, then your sleep symptoms may worsen. Because if you're getting less and less light, then your sleep may be more impacted. Does that make sense? So it doesn't necessarily mean because if we age, then we're more at risk of developing non-24. It has to do with how much or how little light perception your body's able to take in, regardless of your age.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, I use a CPAP now as well, and it doesn't matter whether I'm using my CPAP or not. I get horizontal, and whether I have my CPAP on or not, I go to sleep.
Well, that's beautiful. So you don't have the sleep struggles.
Not as a general rule. Now, there are times where I'll have something very bothersome on my mind, and I won't sleep all night.
Sure.
But that's completely different.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Many, many different causes for sleep disruption.
Great. All right. Well, Shauna, thank you so much for presenting.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me be a part of it. And I appreciate you sharing my contact information with your members. And anyone who prefers to reach out to me directly, 202-538-0396. And y'all enjoy your convention. Thank you for having me be a part of it.
And again, for those who didn't hear, Vanda Pharmaceuticals is donating $500 toward a student scholarship for our NFP affiliate in Alaska. And we're really excited about that. So thank you so much.
Oh, that just makes my day that we're happy to help somebody and be a part of this. So we're a small pharmaceutical company, but we like to help and spread as much as we can as far as in our community. So we very much appreciate it.
And we are a small affiliate, and we totally appreciate it. So thank you.
Awesome. All right. Okay. Y'all enjoy. Thank you.